Bad start, great finish here at Continental Airlines Arena as the Nets pull away from the Bulls and win it 91-86. And great to have you with us here on the Nissan Postgame. Bob Lorenz with you. Now, the story of this game was the poor start by the Nets at the beginning, getting into an early 18-0 hole, down by 18 just 6 minutes into the game, but rallying all the way back, reminiscent on the flip side of a game back in November in which they played the Boston Celtics, led 18-0, but ended up losing that game. Tonight, the Nets get the win. Vince Carter with 21 in this. Jason Kidd, another double-double, 17 points, 10 rebounds, and just 3 assists shy of the triple-double. And Richard Jefferson adds 18. Deng and Nocioni combining for 41 points, but it's a loss for the Bulls as the Nets, for the first time this season, string together 3 straight wins. Let's go courtside now and join Ian Eagle and Jim Sponaruckle. A lot to talk about in this game. And, you know, the Nets guys are so difficult to figure out this season the way they've played. But, you know, you can't help but wonder where this team goes from here, being down 18-0 and coming back to win like this.
This was a quality win against a team that is playing very good basketball. They had won 16 of their last 20 games. They haven't been very good on the road, though. Chicago gets out to that 18-0 lead, Bob, and the first thought from the Nets' perspective is long layoff, new year. This is going to be one long night. But the Nets chipped away, battled back, really did it in the first quarter. They were able to at least plant that seed.
Right.
So the second quarter wasn't overwhelming for them trying to rally.
Well, after that first quarter, remember we talked a little bit about the short-term goal. The short-term goal was like almost make it respectable after one quarter. Get your rhythm back a little bit. And they found a way to do that. So obviously, you know, at that point, first game in after the break, you're starting to think, well, is it too early to start thinking about Cleveland tomorrow night in the first quarter? But you have to, you know, really a terrific effort by everybody just to stay in that game in the first half.
All right, so what really drove the train then, guys, on this comeback? Was it Jason Kidd? I mean, amidst Vince Carter not really hitting his shots early and Richard Jefferson overall only taking 9 shots, you know, he really, 3 assists shy of a triple-double, seemed to be the constant, the mainstay out there, if you will.
Normally a conductor drives the train. We'll talk about that at another time. But in this game, Bob, I think it was the fact that they got aggressive, they got to the rim, and they got to the free throw line. Because what does that do? It stops the clock so that allows the Nets to get points without time coming off the clock. And that's really where they made their move. Even in the first quarter, it spilled over into the second quarter in the final numbers. 44 free throw attempts. They had 20 more attempts than the Chicago Bulls.
That's a huge number. There's no question about that. And with the other part of that, Ian, you're right, it stops the clock, but it also gets the Bulls tonight in foul trouble in terms of what's going to happen down the last four or 5 minutes of the game. And also, anytime you can win a game on your home floor and shoot 36%, go down 18-0, I'm not sure what the whole thing adds up to mean, but a win is a win, and you just leave your home court and be very happy.
A bit bizarre.
Yeah.
Do you think the one thing also they'll take from this is the fact that as much as they sometimes fall in love with that outside shot early in the game, they know that they can really make some inroads by banging inside. They just got to get a little more physical.
We'll see if there's a carryover tomorrow night against the Cleveland Cavaliers, because the philosophy should remain the same. You know, Cleveland, a team that can get out on the break a bit. LeBron James, as we know, incredible talent. But why should it change against a Cleveland team? Inside, you've got Ilgauskas there. You've got Gooden there. The Nets could maintain the same theories that they used tonight and use it against Cleveland. Now, whether or not that happens on the road, we'll see.
You know, whether or not they actually execute is the question. We don't know whether they're going to do that or not, but clearly in my mind, I think Lawrence Frank would agree, the game plan has to be exactly that, because where they ran into trouble tonight was when they started settling for outside shots, and they had a couple of them, 18-0 the beginning of the game. No surprise they were shooting most of their shots outside. When they start funneling the ball towards the basket, even if they have to kick it out for the outside shot, you have to test it going towards the basket first off the dribble, because the Bulls did a nice job of that to get that early lead, and I think that's exactly how the Nets have to try to play.
Funneling is a good word.
Funneling,
and
conductors.
And not often used, actually.
No, it should be used more.
Funnel cake.
It's good eating, Jim. It's good eating. Hey, quick question. Just want to throw the spotlight on some guys. Off the bench, Josh Boone tonight, a career high now with 9 points. Yeah. Good energy in the first half. And Bostan Nachbar, you know, this is a position that with Jason Collins, they don't usually get a lot of offense. But, you know, he comes up with a season-high 16 tonight.
Bobby, I felt Nachbar came out with a purpose, and he picks up 2 quick fouls. So the energy was there. It just was a little misused and misguided early on. But once Lawrence Frank was able to get him back into the game, he was effective, making shots and some big threes. You know, at times where the Nets needed offense, he was there to provide it.
Exactly. For a guy who shot 4 for 12 from the floor and almost took himself out of this game in that first couple of minutes mentally, once again, the numbers don't look great from a shooting percentage standpoint, but look what he did at the free throw line. 5 of 5, he's making up for things. So ultimately a pretty good game and effort by him. So really, you know, a bench role player starting kind of mixed up tonight in terms of your mental approach with the fouls and all. I thought he hung in there well, and I think it was kind of indicative of the entire team's effort tonight.
Guys, one final question. That play we saw late in the game, Jason Kidd driving the no-look reverse over the shoulder off the glass. Now, Lawrence Frank drew that play up, didn't he?
Yeah. I believe that's something they were keeping in their back pocket now for the last couple of months. I don't know if Jason Kidd is going to have a full explanation for this one. Think about it. Look how much time is left. It's with 2 on the shot clock, about 15 seconds on the game clock, in a huge possession. You know, normally, a team with a 3-point lead looking to add to it and make it a 2-possession game, maybe they settle for a jump shot. Maybe they drive to the rim, try to get some contact. Jason just goes along the baseline and creates something that I had never seen before from him.
Same here. I mean, I don't know if I've seen that from anybody in that exact situation, the same style that he put that shot up. It was kind of like a game of horse, if you will. Yeah. Let's see you match this. And for those people just tuning in now who didn't see me shooting free throws, I was shooting down that end tonight, so crazy things have happened.
There's no correlation whatsoever.
I wasn't even going to mention it, Ian, at this point.
Yeah, nor was I.
Correlation, another nice word, though.
Some people trying to just keep that storyline going. Yeah. It was over about an hour ago.
No, it was over about, about 25 years ago.
We'll see you a little later tonight if we can in-bump with some of that on some other show on Yes, Jim.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to get the tape now, Bob, and bring it home.
All right, guys. Have a great night. Good talking to you. Well, this win is number 130 in the tenure of Lawrence Frank here with the Nets. That moves him into second place all time as far as the Nets coaching history, surpassing Kevin Lockery, and now just 19 wins shy of the man who preceded him, Byron Scott. And this latest win, very gutsy, as the Nets rallied from down 18-0. Here's the coach.
Well, you know, I think to kind of backtrack, you know, they get off to a real slow start of 18-0. And for us, you know, obviously in some prior games, that probably would have been the end of it. But yet I thought our guys showed great resiliency. They stayed together. They didn't lose focus. They didn't lose discipline. Did a great job of changing the tempo of the game. Were able to get stops, get back in the game in the first quarter. And then, you know, obviously to have a real strong second quarter. And then even through dry periods, you know, we shot 36% and we were fortunate to win the game because, one, we executed down the stretch, like you said, John. You know, I thought Jason Kidd was phenomenal in terms of just being the playmaker and the originator. Obviously, you know, Vince hits the big shot. When we were going a little bit stale towards the beginning of that fourth, Bokey stepped up and made some huge, huge shots. And a lot of it was, you know, from first it was Marcus off a pick and roll, but then it was Jason off a post up. And it was a really good team effort. You know, we had good ball movement. We were able to play through some frustration. So that was an encouraging win.
Was being aggressive and trying to get their bigs into foul trouble, especially in the second quarter, was that part of the strategy to get yourselves back into the game?
Well, the first part was we were able to, you know, with use of some zone and man defenses, able to kind of change the tempo and try to change the type of shots they get. Now, Chicago, obviously, you know, we play them in a couple games, and I'm sure they would take a lot of the shots that they had and take them again, you know, so we have to be alert to that. But just the energy level picked up, our ability to get stops, which led to transition opportunities, which subsequently led to free throw attempts, was big. Just having paint attacks and keeping the ball moving, it's very good. They're a very, you know, very well-coached team. They're a very good team, and, you know, and that's why we feel it's a quality win. In the first half, he was really good, you know. And again, Josh is the recipient of the ball moving. You know, it's not like, you know, we're running post-up plays for Josh. He's getting things off penetration, finding gaps, and getting easy dump-off passes. But he was very active on the glass. I thought Mikey was active. I thought all our bigs. You know, Cliff gave us a nice little stretch in the first half. So, but Josh, that first half was very good.
Josh Boone, very good energy in terms of the first half. Richard Jefferson spreading his energy around. Played the most minutes of any net tonight, almost 42 minutes. Look at the shots. Didn't throw up a lot of shots, just 5 of 9, but he also made 7 of his 10 free throw attempts and added 6 rebounds. Here's Richard on this, as Lawrence Frank put it, quality win.
To show the poise of a veteran team, they come back with it not once but twice in this game.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the second comeback. I think the second comeback was more just a run that they had. You know, we were a little rusty against a quality team, and I don't think ever in my basketball career I've been down 18-0. But, you know, we just, you know, we got some momentum plays, and guys kept playing hard, and, you know, good things started to happen.
Down 18-0, were you guys saying to yourself, man, this is going to be a long night?
No, you never say that. You know, we, you know, after you've played enough games, you understand, you know, the way the game is. It's not like you're down 18 and you're trying to make a comeback in, you know, in the second quarter or late in the game. You know, it's, you know, 4 or 5 minutes into the game, and all of a sudden you look up, you're down 18-0. So, you know, we just wanted to keep it close. We had a lot of good looks, and you know, good things started to happen for us.
Richard, you said this morning that the team basically correlates with how you're feeling, how you're playing, your health. So overall, how would you rate what you did tonight out there?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a direct correlation, but I think somebody that's eating up a lot of minutes and playing on the court a lot, there's an expected impact that I'm supposed to have on the game. And, you know, like that pass that Marcus gave to me early, I think, in the first quarter, I think that was a momentum play. I think we were still down maybe like 7-20, but it's something that gets your teammates fired up, that gets the crowd fired up. And so even though you're down 13, everyone's standing up, everyone's excited. So it's like, okay, come on, let's go. Let's get in a rhythm. Let's keep it going. And those are the things that I haven't been able to do on a consistent basis. The things, you know, just, you know, people ask, you know, how important a dunk is, but, you know, given certain situations when you need a boost, when you need some excitement, those are the things that can help.
In the first quarter there, Marcus gets the ball to you on a fast break at the three-point line.
Yeah.
You get one dribble, and you seem to jump from about 10 feet out together. Was that your most satisfying dunk? Did you really flex enough
for that one? Well, yeah, it's more of a release. You know, it's just, you know, that's something that, you know, I've been doing basically pretty much my whole life. You know, due to some things that have been going on, I've been beat up a little bit. I haven't been able to do that. And so there's a little frustration, but, you know, tonight I was feeling good. You know, we were down a little bit, but we were going to keep fighting, and that was just an excitement dunk, kind of.
All right, back to our game of 91-86 winning. Jason Kidd, just calm throughout this game, putting up 17 points, 10 rebounds, and driving the train all the way through. Here's Jason just a few moments ago at the podium.
The no-look shot? I was just, when I yelled at V to give me the ball with 6 seconds on the shot clock because I didn't want us to, you know, take a shot until it was at least 2 or 3 shots on the shot clock. So I felt if I drove it, I, you know, maybe suck somebody in and we could get, maybe an open 3. But nobody came to me, so I was a little stuck. And I just threw it up, hoping that it would just hit the rim and kind of kill time. But it hit the backboard and went in.
Jason, is it a veteran thing when you get down by 18 and you guys know, there's plenty of time and have plenty of patience?
Well, we kept looking as this. We were on a donut. You know, we just felt that if we can get to the free throw line or get 2 points, that everybody would relax. And, you know, we knew that the game wasn't over in the first quarter, and we stayed together and we fought, and we cut the lead down to 8 or 6, and, you know, we felt we were back in the ball game.
Fourth quarter execution, last 5 minutes. That feel as much like last year as anything you've done this year?
Yeah, I think... we got shots. We didn't turn the ball over. We got shots. Some of them didn't go in. But, you know, we got wide open looks. We were aggressive. And I think on the other end, we played defense. You know, we just didn't fold 10 and let them score and try to, you know, beat them on the offensive end. And, you know, I thought Bokey was big. He made some big threes to help keep us in the game. And, you know, RJ was big, Vince, you know, everybody pitched in, and that's what it's going to take, you know, for the rest of the year.
All right, so that's going to do it for the Nissan postgame, but make sure you come right back here with us tomorrow night when the Nets pay a visit to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Our coverage begins at 7, with tip-off coming at 7:30, and then, of course, a complete breakdown following the action. So for Ian Eagle, Jim Sponarkle, Michelle Beadle, and the rest of our YES Network team, I'm Bob Lorenz. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the game.